Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
A 110-year anniversary, just this last Saturday, April the 9th, when they came together in the Coliseum to be able to celebrate Azusa Now. Azusa Street Revival took place 110 years ago, and God moved over the entire globe because of a faith of so many people that sowed, including William Seymour. And we talked about that in an earlier program, but we want to be able to take you there right now into the Coliseum so you can see firsthand how the many people in the body of Christ, many, whether it's ethnic oppression, whether it was denominational oppression, but this is focused specifically on, when you see this stage, you got to see this thing. It's filled with people from all over America, but all over the world who have suffered from oppression. And as they were coming together, remember Acts chapter 2? He says, every tribe, every tongue was gathered together. And that's what they were doing. And they were coming together to repent and ask God to forgive sins. And it was just a powerful, powerful moment. But this is on racial reconciliation. It was on helping those that have been oppressed. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
Connected to Dr. Martin Luther King. He was killed on April the 4th, but his funeral was on April the 9th, 1968. The way I came into this was all through a dream that I had with Dr. King in it. In the dream, a dream that Lou and I, on our way to the very church where we're having a service, there in Montgomery, Alabama, Dexter Avenue Baptist, but we can't get there until we first go and pick up Dr. King.
One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream.
So in the dream, we go to this house, which looks a lot like this. It wasn't this very house, but it looked kind of like it. And once we get there, Dr. King comes out of this house and he has this white duffel bag with black handles on it. And in the dream, he starts emptying all this dark garbage out of the duffel bag. And then he throws the bag down violently and comes to get his vehicle with us. In the dream, I go to pick up the bag, but before I could even touch it, Dr. King grabbed him by my shoulders, and he says, no, do not go back and pick that up. And then he told me what I need to do to heal the race issue in the nation and to bring reconciliation. I only remember that part of what he said in the dream. I just remember weeping intensely in the dream, and I woke up, tears streaming down my face from the dream. It was so very real, so very impactful. I shared the dream with Lou. He began to weep, and we didn't even know what the interpretation was. So we began praying, asking God, Lord, what does this mean? And the Lord gave me an interpretation. He said, William, it's the white bag, and it's the black handles. This is how your generation of blacks, African Americans, have handled your white baggage. You've been carrying it for way too long.
Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred.
The Lord is saying, get rid of your bitterness. Get rid of your resentment. Get rid of your unforgiveness. Get rid of your guilt manipulation. Get rid of your white baggage so we can all get into this new vehicle that's going to bring revival and justice for everybody. So the question before all of us today is this in the church, what color is your baggage? Whatever it is, get rid of it. Father, I pray today, let there be another great surrender all over America. I pray, Lord, this will be the year that people will give up, Lord, their resentment. They will give up all of their bitterness. They will give up their pain, their bondage, Lord, with every system that has failed them, every person who has failed them, Lord, whether it's racist or whatever it is, God. I pray that repentance and reconciliation sweep the nation today, God, in the name of Jesus. Start first in the church, Lord. Start first, Lord, where we are right now. There's no excuse, Lord, that we're the most divided on Sunday morning than any other day, Lord. Something's got to change, God. Help us to find each other at the foot of the cross. Let there be another great surrender that happens even this day in the name of Jesus.
What color is your baggage? What happened in your history that you are carrying around? I'm standing here with representatives from Selma, Birmingham, Ferguson, LA. The current racial climate in America at this very moment is where our streets will begin to explode with riots or we'll get revival. I believe the Azusa Street Revival was God's mercy strategy to deal directly by his own hand with the generational wounding of the African diaspora. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, was poured out on the sons of slaves 50 years after the post-traumatic stress of the Civil War. A nation had been ripped apart. And I believe that if we had continued in that supernatural grace poured out at Azusa Street, there would have been no need for an American civil rights movement, because all of the generational wounding, the trauma and the pain, as well as the institutional racism, the structures that keep men in oppression, would have crumbled under the power of the one who reconciles all things. So I believe God released a second wave of mercy in the form of the American civil rights movement. And while we honor the labors and we honor the suffering that the Negro mothers and fathers endured under the fury and the brutality of the Jim Crow South, I believe it wasn't God's highest choice. He didn't want a civil rights movement. He wanted a civil righteousness movement inaugurated by Jesus Christ on the cross, built upon the revelation of the resurrected Christ. So now we're standing in this moment, believing that perhaps we are on the dawning of the third great wave of mercy. Matthew 5:4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And the tagline of the Azusa Street Revival was, "The Comforter has come." Perhaps your baggage you thought was your pain, but I would suggest that our baggage might be how we think about our pain. Because 1 Peter 2:19 says, "It is commendable when we suffer, when we bear up under unjust suffering, for that one is conscious of God." So God prepared a people in the chains of chattel slavery. He made us a house of prayer through the whip and the lash. If we want to be reconciled with men, we have to first be reconciled to God. And that means our histories must be reconciled to God. God is sovereign even over the global transatlantic slave trade. And we've all inherited baggage. There is not one people group on the earth that has not experienced the oppression of the result of the fall of man. There are oppressed peoples all over the earth. So God is saying today, are we willing to empty our bags? And emptying this bag begins with mourning. It begins with entering into the mourning and the groans of those who have been bending under the weight. When you hear the phrase Black Lives Matter, you are seeing a people group manifest a wound. They're saying, "I'm in mourning. Will you mourn with me?" Whether it's right or wrong, whether they do everything right, that's not the issue. The issue is your brothers are weeping. Will you weep with them? So I believe today God is inviting us into a real travail. I believe that God wants us to actually feel with what Jesus, the man of sorrows, feels. I'm here to tell you, no matter who you are, no matter what your history is, Jesus is the man of sorrows. He is intimately acquainted with our sufferings. We're going to play a video that reveals some of the pain that the people groups around the earth have experienced. And as this video plays, I'm trusting God to, by his Spirit, do what he did at Pentecost, which is release the power of the Holy Spirit that gives us the ability to understand people that look nothing like us. The Holy Spirit that gives us the ability to understand and speak the language of those from entirely different cultural expressions. Father, I pray, release a travail in this moment. Roll the video.